Marketing for startups is hard work. You've got long hours, small teams, and finding inspiration in the midst of all that stress can feel impossible. Thankfully, HubSpot for Startups can help you grow your business without growing your stress. Their all-in-one platform connects all your teams together. They have a bunch of resources to help you scale, and they offer discounts up to 90% off. So if you're ready to crush your marketing, look no further than HubSpot for Startups. To see how much you can save, visit HubSpot.com/startups. If you are an artist or know an artist, this episode is for you because we so often talk about how straightforward the StoryBrand framework is, but when it comes to artists selling their art, it actually has a little bit of a nuance. And in today's episode, we're actually going to show you how to position yourself well so you don't have to be a starving artist. And guess what? There are also some tips in there for you if you are not an artist and you are a traditional business. You can still do this well. And in today's episode, we're going to show you how. I'm about to start the show. Hello, Hero Maker. Welcome to the Marketing Made Simple podcast, powered by StoryBrand and brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, where we believe your marketing should be easy and it should work. I am your host, Dr. JJ Peterson, and I am joined by my co-host, April Sunshine Hawkins. Hi, April.
Hello, JJ, and hello, Hero Maker.
April, last week we got to talk about Jungle.
Yes, we did.
Your favorite band.
It was so great.
And my new favorite ringtone.
Yes.
And yes. We had such a good time talking to Charlie, who really worked to market their last album. Mm-hmm. And what it made me think about was, when it comes to using StoryBrand for businesses, people ask me all the time, is there any business that StoryBrand, the framework, doesn't work for? And the answer to that is no. It works for every business. In fact, my dissertation studied narrative theory, narrative marketing, and its influence on success for brands and businesses. And if we're using a technical term, there was no variable, different type of business that influenced success when it came to marketing. All businesses were the same. So whether you were for-profit, nonprofit, B2B or B2C, whether you worked in real estate or banking, whether you were a billion-dollar company or a $1,000 company, the StoryBrand framework worked for everybody, every type of business and organization.
You're basically saying it's super legit.
It is super legit. But there is one caveat, is that it works differently for artists. It really does.
Yeah.
And so when some people come to me and say, does this work for artists? My answer still is, yes, it does, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah. So first of all, Hero Maker, if you're wanting to read Dr. JJ Peterson's dissertation, we'll put a link to the show notes because I know that you would like to spend your time poring over the amazingness that he has put together to become a doctor of StoryBrand, basically. So that'll be in the show notes.
All three of the people who want to do that can go and download it.
I cannot tell you how many people have asked me, hey, will you send me the link to JJ's dissertation? And I have complied because they are so fascinated. They want to get into the nitty gritty details.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, I know that people are interested. That's why it's going to be in the show notes. But I think that let's do a quick review of what the StoryBrand framework is all together. And then we can get into these caveats so that people can kind of go, oh, OK, gotcha. So StoryBrand is the framework that powers all of your marketing and your messaging, showing you how to invite customers into a compelling story by identifying something that they want, talking about the problem they're experiencing that's getting in the way of them getting what they want, then positioning yourself as the guide who is going to give them a simple, clear plan to follow, then you're going to call them to action to buy your product or your service. And then you're going to clearly show them how they can avoid failure or achieve success, which will then transform them into the hero of the story and get them what they actually want. And you can be creating a story using the Story Brand framework, using our brand script tool. A brand script is the one place where all of these pieces of the Story Brand framework and the pieces of your marketing can live. And you can access and complete a digital version of your brand script for free at storybrand.com/SB7.
And so those are all the elements of story. And what it really does when you follow those kind of rules of story, the elements of story, by identifying all those pieces that you talked about, what that does is it positions your customer as the hero of the story. And we talk about that all the time in the context of StoryBrand, right? As a business, you are not the hero of the story. Your customer is the hero of the story. What makes somebody a hero in a story is all the things you just talked about. They want something, but there's a problem that gets in the way. And ultimately, the story is about their transformation. So they are becoming somebody different. As a guide, typically, you're not changing. In a good story, you have already gone through your own transformation, and now you're there to help other people win. That's why, again, on this podcast, we call you hero makers, because truly, in your marketing and messaging, you should be the guide helping your heroes, your customers, win. Now, that's how it works for traditional businesses. Again, anybody, B2B, B2C, service, product-based, nonprofit, everybody, that's how it works. Why it's a little bit different with an artist is when you are creating a painting, or when you are creating music, or when you are writing poetry, what you're expressing through those pieces of art is your own hero's journey, right? Because most songs, if you really listen to songs, it's about struggle, pain, problem, and then working to overcome. Like, that's kind of the journey of the song, or the journey of an album, or the journey of a book, right? It's all about your own transformation, and you're inviting audiences to experience that, maybe learn from your own transformation, or just be a part of a tribe of people who really love this style of music or style of art or beauty, and it's just kind of inspiring something. Well, if you're sharing your own hero's journey in your art, then people always will say, well, am I not then the hero of the story? That's where it becomes nuanced in the Story Brand framework. So for artists, your art is your hero's journey. So the product that you're creating, the painting, the poetry, the music, that is you expressing your hero's journey. So in your art, you actually do play the hero. That's why it's a little nuanced and hard for artists, because in your art, you are the hero. What we're talking about when it comes to the Story Brand framework is your marketing. So not your art or your product, but the actual marketing that launches that art and gets it to a wider audience. So what you have to think about then as an artist when you're moving into the Story Brand context to market your art is you are actually playing a little bit different, often, role of hero or guide. It's kind of actually almost a little bit of a combination, because your art is you're the hero, but in your marketing, you're the guide. So what I like to think of it is that you're almost like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, where you are going on a journey and you're leading a group of people and you're really linking arms. So you're looking maybe at the person next to you and going, I get that your heart is a little broken. I get that your brain is a little scrambled. I get that you're lacking a little bit of courage. I'm also lost. Let's link arms and go together in this journey. And so that's kind of a little bit of the mindset nuance shift you have to create when you're looking at your own marketing.
So, JJ, I'm curious, you know, our hero maker out there is going, okay, yeah, this makes a ton of sense. Let's talk about how this practically can translate to a website, for example. Like, how can I play the hero in the art, but be the guide in the marketing? And how can that show up on my website or in emails that I'm sending to my fans or customers?
Yes. So that is where it gets a little nuanced, because we have a very specific formula for how websites should be. Like, we talk about it all the time. Like, the header of your website should answer three questions. What do you do? How does it make my life better? And how do I get it? So meaning you need to be very clear in your header. You need to talk about some of your customer success in your header, and you need to have a clear call to action. Now, when it comes to artists like band and people who are painting or poetry, not quite the same, to be honest. If that's the only product you're selling, and I'll get into a nuance of that in a second, but if the only thing you're really selling in that context is the art, then probably if you look at most bands or artists' websites, they're going to have pictures, images, music, buy tickets, find a tour. So the key piece of that for an artist is you have to have a clear call to action. What is the thing that you want people to do when they come to your site? And I'm going to tell you, it's not join my mailing list. And I'll get to that in a second. What you want is either buy tickets for the tour or buy my music. That's really what you want. If it's really, or shop now for the paintings, right? You want clear, direct calls to action. Show the beauty of your art. Show the magic of your art. You can even talk about the hero's journey of your art. But you want a clear call to action. And that's one thing that artists really miss in this principle. They're not calling their customers to action because they just want to kind of be like, I want everybody to just find it organically. And I'm like, great, but you're probably not going to sell a lot of product that way.
Yeah.
And so it needs to be really, really clear.
I'm thinking about Jeremy Cowart, right? We talked to him a few weeks ago. He is one of the most creative artists of all time. And his hero's journey is really about being an innovator and about figuring out how to break systems and create new things. And then we get to be a part of that and we get to be inspired by that and all of that. And he does talk about his process and his art, but he's also doing marketing that is specifically related to the people who are coming and standing in front of his camera. And that is like the push and pull, the both and of kind of what you're talking about right now.
Nudge Podcast, hosted by Phil Agnew, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Have you ever noticed how the smallest changes can have the biggest impact? Well, on Nudge, you learn simple evidence-based tips to help you kick bad habits, get a raise, and even grow a business. Every bite-sized 20-minute show comes packed with practical advice from admired entrepreneurs and behavioral scientists. To the Hero Maker listening, you are going to love this show. I love this show. I got to be on the show. We've actually had Phil on our show. And the reason I love it is because it discusses the psychology behind stellar marketing. And in a recent episode titled, Should I Share All My Secrets? Phil actually talks to John Lee Dumas, host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, one of the world's most popular business podcasts. And John shares almost everything from his exact monthly income, his tax saving schemes, his intimate tours of his home. I mean, they really get into the psychology behind sharing secrets and how John's business benefited from all of his transparency. Go and listen to Nudge. You're going to get great tips out of it, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, back to the show. And the thing that we really help artists with the most is building an email list, because the only way that you are going to grow your listenership, I mean, there's a few bands out there who have big contracts and big music companies behind them and marketing that's like outside of themselves. And that's something else. But really, if you're trying to build your own base as an artist, the fastest and best way to do it is to get email lists. Now, you're obviously going to be on social media. You're going to be putting music out there. But every time that you are out there publicly, whether it is social media or on a podcast or being interviewed, you want to be thinking about, what are some things that I can give away to my customers or fans that gets them to give me an email address? So this is where we're coming back now to, in the marketing space, you're going, how do I play the guide now? So we're outside of my art. We're back into the marketing space. And we go, how do I play the guide in order to quote quote-unquote sell. So the first thing you need to think about is what's something that your fan base or people who would be buying your art, what do they want? Do they want a ringtone? Do they want a backdrop for their phone? Do they want a poster they can print out? What is it that they want? Do they want to join a community of people who are going to talk about this? And we have to start there, and we have to then give them something of value from that space. So identify what they want and give them something what they want in exchange for an email address. Now, you're probably not going to be talking a lot about problem. We talk about StoryBrand Framework a lot that the problem is the hook of the story, right? If you're a business, the reason why people are buying from you is because you solve a problem. But when you're an artist, that problem can be a little bit more vague. So when it comes to your marketing, you're actually not talking about the problem as much. You're really going after what is it that your customer wants, and then how can I come alongside them and position myself as a guide with some empathy? I am like you. I understand what you're going through, and I'm giving you some music that you can reflect on your own emotions. I'm giving you some poetry to inspire. I'm giving you art on your walls to bring joy, right? So that's how you're positioning yourself then as a guide in your marketing, is you know what they want and you're giving them value in that with empathy and some authority. That is really about as deep in many ways as you want to go as an artist in the StoryBrand framework. But the key is, don't just put your art out there. Figure out a way to get email addresses. So when you have a tour coming, when you get ready to launch a new album, when you get ready to be a part of a collaboration or a brand partnership, you now have a base of people that you can speak to on a regular basis and upsell the different things that you're putting out on a regular basis.
Yeah. So Jungle did this recently in building their email address list as they rolled out their new album, Volcano. They had this motion picture. They had been teasing us with just a few videos dropping each week leading up to this big release of the full motion picture. And they were like, actually, you can get access to the full motion picture early if you want to. And of course, what did we have to do? We had to put in our email address, and they actually put up a paywall for it too. And so this was engaging with their most serious and excited fans who wanted early access to something that was going to eventually be out in the world for everyone to consume. But as like a super fan, give me access right now. And so people will pay for access. And sometimes the only currency you're looking for is not just money and dollars, but give me that email address so I can follow up with you, pop back into your email inbox regularly and remind you, hey, I'm going out on tour. Hey, I've got a Patreon that I've set up that you can be a part of, and here are the benefits and here's why.
Yeah. And that's where it gets into kind of the next level of marketing. There's one thing to sell your specific art, right? So your album, your paintings, your poetry. But for most artists, they ultimately end up creating other products that are kind of partners with the art, right? So they are creating a Patreon, or they're creating a retreat, or they're creating lessons that they're selling on the side, or art that goes into hotels, right? A way that they can kind of, maybe like their touring schedule, or they don't want to be on tour all the time, doesn't actually support the lifestyle they want to live. So they start looking for other products that they can then create that can help them sustain their lifestyle that really is driven by the creativity and passion of art. When it comes to those side projects in particular, now what you're really looking when you're trying to create those side projects is the more traditional StoryBrand framework, and you're trying to identify things you can create that can solve problems for people. So can you create online guitar lessons or voice lessons if you're a musician? Can you create a community group if you're an artist that inspires other artists to create? Can you create a Patreon that ultimately gets people into a community, but also early access? With these other types of products, that's where you can even go bigger. And that's where you go back to the story brand framework. So now the authority for those products is your art and your music. Now you're actually becoming the guide. So once you've had some success in the music or art space, now you go, hey, because of my music and art space that I had some success, I want to share that with you. You're like me. Now we get right back into the story brand framework. Here's what you want. Here's the problem that's getting in the way of that. Here's me coming and positioning myself as a guide. Here's me offering you a plan. Here's me calling you to action. Here's what success and failure looks like in your story. So that second level, it works incredible. So when somebody is writing a memoir, in their memoir, they are the hero because they are going on a hero's journey. But after that, then let's say their hero's journey is about that they went through a divorce and it's co-parenting. That's what they wrote the book about. Now, when you want to create a group or a workshop on co-parenting, now you use the story brand framework. In the first part, no. You're basically just coming alongside, linking arms with people and helping guide the way. By the end of the story, you're a guide, but really in it, you're linking arms. You're sharing your hero's journey and you're using that to get email addresses. That is a big key. And you can give people access. You can give people pieces of your art. You can give them something for free because that's what they really want in order to get that email address. And then you can build other products that you can sell. So we wanted to do this episode a little bit because it is a little bit of a nuance for artists. The thing that we help people most with in the artist space is building their email list and ultimately then the emails that they're going to send out after and the way to build campaigns in order to sell. But when it comes to your actual art, it's a little more nuanced and it's okay in your art to be the hero of the story.
So Hero Maker, I can imagine that you fall into one of these categories. First, you are like, I am glad I'm not an artist because I don't have to deal with the nuances, but you might know an artist and this episode could be super helpful for them. And you're like, ooh, I want to text this to my artist friend because this really is helpful in helping artists get unstuck. Two, you might be an artist and you're going, oh, thank goodness. Like, I've been trying to figure out how the story brand actually fits. And this is what I've been intuiting all along. And JJ is helping you put words to it right now.
And I think this is also applicable for anybody who has, I would call a personal brand, somebody who has gone through a hero's journey themselves. So they struggled with depression or struggled with, you know, like I mentioned, divorce or tried to be an artist and failed at one point and out of that transformed and now wants to help other people transform. That's what being the guide really is essentially serving your former self, right? Like if you were struggling with something and then you overcame it, when you serve the people who are still struggling with that, you are a guide, right? And so there might be, you might be going, all right, so I know I can help people, but I can't tell my story because that's not what we do in StoryBrand. In StoryBrand, we purely play the guide. Yes, you can. You can tell your hero's journey as a backstory. That can happen in a book, that can happen in an interview, that can happen on a podcast. But to understand that you were once where the people that you serve are, you once struggled with this, that's perfectly fine. You can talk about yourself. And that's what artists do a lot, is this is where I was. But when you ultimately come to sell the product, now you've moved beyond that and now you're helping other people win.
Yeah. Whenever we would host live workshops, you would have to pull people like this aside all the time and basically do this episode with them
yes.
in the hallway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can remember when Macy Robison first came to us. She's the leader of our StoryBrand Certified Guide and Agency program here. She came with a woman who was writing a book. And you came alongside her and said, you've got to be the hero of the story to tell your story. And then you can pivot to everyone else afterwards because now you know the plan. But you had to go on the transformative journey in the memoir portion of that book. And I just remember both of them being like, oh, Yes, thank you so much. And we still do this. We still have live events that are happening online where you can come and attend a 2-day live stream where you can work with a StoryBrand certified guide and get clarity on your marketing and on your story. So if you're in the middle of this nuance battle with yourself, signing up for one of those live streams at storybrand.com/live is going to be a game changer for you.
Yeah. And I hope that what this episode has done for people, artists in particular, we've been really specific, but for everybody who is out there trying to truthfully be the guide and help their customers, their heroes win, I hope that it's given us permission to share the parts of our story that would serve other people, right? That's what artists are often doing. They are getting their own expression out, yes, and they're kind of working through their own pain and beauty, but really when they share that with the world, they're helping other people. And that's really what even we do in business as guides, is we talk about that part of the StoryBrand framework of being a guide is offering empathy to your customer. The best kind of empathy is to say, I was where you were. I was struggling too. I get it, but I have a way forward. And I just hope everybody feels that permission now to be able to include that part of their story, if necessary, in marketing, in your website, in your speeches, because it is a very powerful piece. And here's the truth. If you are still struggling with this and still figuring out how to incorporate the empathy from your story into your marketing and truly be a guide for your customers, we have people who are expert guides who know how to do this and can help you. We have StoryBrand certified guides, and you can go to marketingmadesimple.com to hire a guide that will show you how to clarify your message and really position yourself as a true guide to your customers. Well, Hero Maker, it's time to apply everything you learned with this week's actionable step, a practical step from today's conversation that you can immediately use to shape your marketing and clarify your message. We say it over and over and over again, but unless your customers or your audience knows what you offer and knows what problems you solve and how you can help them and how they can be a part of your tribe, they won't buy it. It seems obvious, but if they don't know about you, if you're not connected with them, they will not ultimately buy your products or service. And the best way to get them to buy your products, your service, and your art is by building an email list. And so for today's actionable step, here's what I want you to do. Whether you are an artist or you are a business, I want you to think about what is it that you can offer your customers or your audience that is valuable enough, that gives them something they want. If you're an artist, it might look like wallpaper for their phone or a ringtone or an unreleased track or insider access, anything that they are excited about that can get an email address. If you are a business, you want to think about what's something of value that I can give my customer, or what is something that I can offer them that solves a problem that begins to position us as a guide. So that might look like a PDF that talks about 3 mistakes that they can avoid, or a PDF that talks about 5 things they can do to get ahead, or a video series that's maybe a short course that actually helps them overcome a problem they're experiencing. Whether you are an artist or whether you are a business, the most powerful thing you can do to grow your business is get those leads, get those emails. So I want you to think of one thing that you can put out this week, maybe on social media or put on your website, that would be valuable enough to give your customers or your audience in exchange for an email address. Then once you begin building your email list even more, you're going to be able to stay connected with your customers and your audience. You're going to be able to offer more and more value. You're actually going to be able to give them more and more of what they want. When you give value, when you give them what they want, when you solve problems, what you're ultimately doing is making them the hero of the story. And this truly is the best way to be a great guide. All right, Hero Maker, that's all for this week's episode of Marketing Made Simple. Thank you so much for listening and believing like us that your marketing should be easy and it should work. Follow Marketing Made Simple wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you found this episode valuable, please rate and review the show, letting us know how these tips are clarifying your message and growing your business. We'll see you next week.